you feel left out, eight Pro Bowlers, and you didn't get your name called?
No, you know, it's definitely, you know, happy for all the guys. I mean, you know, they worked hard for it, and, you know, it's great for them.
And even though I know you guys don't dwell on the individual stuff, but to have eight guys, I mean, does that say something about what this team is made up this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you have eight guys, you know, it definitely says a lot about, you know, the type of players we have and the type of playmakers we have on this team. And, you know, definitely, you know, we're happy for them. We support them and being Pro Bowlers.
Pretty simple for you guys. If you win this week, you get the number one seed. Is that a goal that you guys go, whether it's into the season with or at this point, is that a goal that you guys do try to achieve?
It definitely is. I mean, anytime that, you know, you can have that home field advantage, I think it's a big key to, you know, being successful in the postseason. So, you know, it's a big game for us, and we know, you know, what happened last time we played this team, and, you know, we're trying to negate that with a big victory.
How does that come into your mind, the fact that you did lose the first time?
I mean, you learn from it. You watch the tape, you see, you know, the plays that we gave up and, you know, the plays that we shouldn't have gave up, and you correct that, and you go out with the mentality this week to dominate.
You have Johnson to worry about this week. Just talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, he's an explosive player, vertical threat. I mean, you know, does a lot of, they move him around a lot, and, you know, he does a great job of getting the ball. I mean, he's a big playmaker for them. So, you know, we have our hands full in the secondary in terms of, you know, trying to neutralize him and, you know, give him different looks and be successful against him. So.
How do you do what you do on a weekly basis, from the sense of you seem like you're a human timeout every week with being on the ground?
I mean, you know, it's that time of year. I mean, you know, this part of the season, a lot of guys are, you know, playing with nicks and bruises and banged up. So, you know, it's whatever's asked of me is what I'll do. And, you know, even though, you know, guys are banged up, myself banged up, you know, things you just got to play through.
Do you like the fight in this team right now? It's the fight in your defense, you know, you overcome the adversity of the Dolphins game. Seems like you guys are making enough plays to get it done.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we definitely, you know, are trying to step it up a notch, and you know, we've done that of late, so we just want to keep it going. Continue to be successful as a group and continue to play hard.
Seeing C.J. Spiller this week, you guys just faced somebody with a comparable running style in Reggie Bush. How does that help the defense going into this week?
Yeah, C.J.'s an outstanding player. You know, it definitely, you know, can make you miss. He can catch the ball in the backfield. Another explosive guy that's a threat for him. And, you know, Dad, he's a similar style to, you know, last guy we saw. But, I mean, he's a great player. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, do some things. You know, coach is going to have us in position to make some plays against him. So, you know, we're excited about it.